Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, you know how we have a few credos for the podcast, like the listeners are smarter than we are?
Yeah, I think I know what you mean, Patrick.
So I was wondering if you had any personal credos.
Oh, yes, I do. My personal credo is skate and destroy.
That's a badass credo.
Okay, Patrick, two things.
Okay.
First, I'm going to have this beer.
Nice
crack. This is a Slightly Mighty. I like that.
Yeah, bless the people from Slightly Mighty over at Dogfish Head. Really a tasty brew and not many calories and also a really nice taste to it.
Absolutely.
And not much alcohol.
It's about the best light beer I've ever had.
Yeah, totally agree with that.
Oh, boy, here comes the dog. So here's item number two. Here comes Shadow. Yeah. Careful. All right. And then item number three is we have a live show coming up. So tell people about that.
Live show coming up in 2 days, Jim. It's going to be on Wednesday, March 4th. It's at Jam and Java in Vienna, Virginia. If you're anywhere within a 800 to 900 mile radius of Jam and Java, you want to get there. 6 o'clock, we're going to count down the top 15 songs from The Who. There's going to be a screen with graphics on it.
We think so. Yeah.
We hope so. And we have a guest. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you'll be able to get on the podcast, which is even better. So come up, share your thoughts about The Who. We'll have an open mic that we're just passing around. All the interns, a lot of the interns will be there. Sam and Mary are going to be
meet
there.
Them.
Meet them. So I can't think of enough good things to say about it.
You mentioned the radius, and you seem to be joking, but we've heard from one particular listener of the show.
Really?
We'll see if this happens. Who might be driving in from like Michigan or something like that.
Holy Christmas.
We'll see. He says he's going to come, but
we need to pick some people up on the way.
There you go. So
drive through Pittsburgh and Ohio, pick a lot of people up.
So this could be the chance to see.
This could be legendary.
This show and meet other listeners and so on.
Yeah, a bunch of the community is going to be there. Totally.
We know listeners from the D.C. area are coming. We know some of them already have their tickets and so on. So
if you want to give Kevin Groff grief about Genesis,
he'll be there.
He'll be there.
He said he's hosting his own like VIP table.
That's right. He hasn't
decided.
You want
to get on that.
Yeah, you might want to cozy up to him because he has yet to pick who's going to be at his VIP table.
You will not meet Shadow.
Shadow will not be there.
No dogs allowed.
He's underage, like you said.
Yeah.
He's just a kid.
Although it's an all-ages show.
Oh, that's right.
We should mention that, too. Bring the kids.
Bring the kids.
It's a school night, but,
they can stay.
School understand.
They can stay up for
the
hoop.
A little tardy the next day. This is educational.
That's right. It's like staying up for the World Series.
Okay, so go to jamminjava.com or suburbspod.com for ticket information, right? And then buy the tickets right there.
Correct.
You don't want just the information. You want to actually
We're going to go ahead and make
complete
a purchase.
The purchase. Do that.
And tickets will be also available at the door.
They
will. If you make a last-second decision like today. It's real hard to promote our live show, Shadow, when you're destroying me by eating
Shadow
me.
Is really excited about this. All right, I'll take care of him. Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. Yep. Okay.
I'd rather have Patrick's hand.
Okay, so now that we have that taken care of.
Yep.
Fan mail. We're going to hit some fan mail because we have a lot of it that has piled up that we have not gotten to.
Yeah.
This is going a ways back, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Follow with us. And you can always go back and listen to these episodes, too. They're all available.
Yep, that's right.
We don't take them away from you. Mm-mm. All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foss.
And that's Shadow. Okay. So, the first thing, we got a lot of emails and Facebook comments and Twitter comments and so on about Hardcore Week. Do you remember that?
Oh, that was so fun. Hunter Bennett is truly a VIP. I mean, he did such a great job. And it was really fun to talk about that. And he organized, you know, the outline so well. It was fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm just going to run through a bunch of these comments right here.
Cool.
So Jay Ignacio says, thank you for Hardcore Week. Like some of you, I got into hardcore through skateboarding and skate videos.
Mm-hmm.
The Circle Jerks, Wild in the Streets being the perfect example. And then he says, shout out to my favorite Louisville hardcore bands, King Horse, Endpoint, and Sunspring.
Mm.
And then he says, skate and destroy.
Skate and destroy.
And then he included a YouTube link here that might be to one of those bands. Let's see what comes up.
Even after you finally die, well, say you never escape.
That was King Horse.
Oh, sweet.
I think the song looks like the song is called Brother Doubt.
Okay. So
there you go. Hardcore, but also has some metal characteristics in that, too.
Definitely.
Right? Okay. The next comment we got was from Barrett Reese, who says, I've still got my Meat Men shirt from their 1995 show at the Grog Shop in Cleveland. And he included a photo here of the shirt with the album cover, We Are the Meat Men and You Suck.
Nothing more needs to be said.
That's pretty great. Jeff Rozier, echoing a comment you made earlier, Patrick, says, wow, best week and best guest ever. Hunter was so impressive and knowledgeable about hardcore. Cherry on the top was DC and the discussion of the lesser known DC bands.
That was fun.
Great guest and shows. So,
yeah, right. Awesome.
And then Scott Parks says, amazing, amazing job. Hardcore week. I love all your picks. I had no idea how diverse this genre was. I think that was an eye-opener for me and other people, too. He says, we'll definitely be going down a few rabbit holes thanks to those episodes. Mm-hmm. Craig Rosen said, great episode. Having grown up in L.A., listening to Rodney on the Rock, I experienced this in real time and bought this record when it came out. Pretty sure I still have it on vinyl and an expanded version on CD that came out later. And the album he's talking about, there was a Rodney on the Rock hardcore compilation that Hunter said was kind of like...
Sort of the, the tablet, Rosetta Stone or whatever you call it. Yeah.
Mark Neese says, Tesco V is still in Lansing, because Mark is in Michigan, right?
That's right.
He says, Tesco V is still in Lansing, and his main activity lately is putting on shows for vintage toy, comic, and record collectors. They are quite popular and held at a conference center just down the street from me.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And nice. Then, Tesco.
Yes, that's great. And that's pretty much it. Kurt Gallagher says, great week. It brought back some good memories, and I learned a lot. Thanks, fellas. Yeah. So there you go.
It was awesome.
Those episodes were back in November, I think. And here they are. Episodes number 731 through 735. So go back and listen to those if you can. Wow. I mean, even if it's not a genre you think you're particularly interested in, I think you're going to learn a lot from this. And I think you're going to find that there is more diversity than you think.
Yeah, totally. Totally agree with that. It is not something where it's just a lot of super fast songs that are about shouting. There's a lot of melody and humor and all kinds of different things. Totally.
Yes, it was great. So thanks again, Hunter Bennett.
Thanks, Hunter.
And thanks for everyone who commented on that. Okay. Okay. Now, you like this, Patrick, on another topic here. We got an email from Travis Talbert in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
Who says, hey, Travis here from Shake It Records in Cincinnati.
Nice.
I believe you all stopped by as I saw a flyer here at the store, but I must have missed it. Wanted to say I'm a fan of the show and have listened to quite a few episodes in the past year or so. Wanted to let you know about a Cincinnati band called Frontier Folk Nebraska that has a record coming out this month, and he included a link.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you dig it, let your listeners know. Frontier Folk Nebraska has played quite a few times with Lee Baines in the past couple of years.
Oh, wow.
And he says, thanks for what you're doing. So we'll play that in a second here. But first of all, tell people what took you to Shake It Records.
Yeah, this was that week that I commandeered the recording equipment. I went to Bourbon and Beyond Festival in Louisville, and I did a little travel log each way. But on the first day, I stopped by several record stores, including Cincinnati Shake It Records, which was a fantastic record store. I really wish I had known Travis was there, but they were real nice, the folks there. They put up our poster for our podcast, and that was the store where I was like, I had a bunch of records, and the guy was like, well, have you been downstairs? And I was like, what do you mean? And I went downstairs, and there were twice as many albums as there were upstairs. So it was really a fun time. And I got a sticker from Shake It. They gave me one, and it says, I'm the proud parent of a C average student who shops at Shake It Records in Cincinnati. I thought that was a clever way to advertise their store. So thank you very much, Travis.
Very cool. And that would be On the Road with the Mr. Patty, episode 701.
There you go.
So listen to that, and you'll hear about those encounters.
Shake It.
Let's see. So Frontier Folk Nebraska, which is actually a band out of Cincinnati, and let's hear their song called Teenage Freak.
Sweet. That was great. I love it. They're also on Spotify.
Yeah.
And I see it's from their 2019 album called Freaks. And the first song is Freaks Prologue. So I hope it's a opera or concept album about freaks. Yeah, it better be. But that was beautiful, man. I love that guitar.
It's not quite what you expect from looking at the album cover and seeing the title, right?
Right. You think it would be more like, I don't know, horror.
This is
horror-based.
Kind of sounds like, you know, like Golden Smog or something like that. You know what
totally.
I mean?
I can see it really fitting
well.
It has
a great lived-in feeling to it.
Lee Baines, yeah. Yeah, it's a good match.
Very cool. All right. Excellent.
Thanks,
Thank you for turning us on to that. Sorry it took us so long to get to your email.
Yeah, man.
Here.
Sorry about that.
All right. And then we have one more today. Oh, you'll like this.
Okay.
I feel bad that we haven't gotten to this sooner, but let's, you know, make good on this right now. This is a Twitter from Andy Aldridge in the UK, and he's now a patron on the show.
Oh,
but
wow.
I think he discovered the show through the Galaxy 500 stuff we did with Nick Scalera.
Yeah.
Right? Here we go. Galaxy 500 would be episode 724, where we talked about the On Fire album. And then I think we did a follow-up on that in fan mail at some point, too. But anyway, we got this from Andy, who says, "Hi, Patrick and Jim. I thought you might like to hear a preview of the Galaxy 500 tribute album I'm releasing next month."
Yes.
And this was back in November, so it's out now.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I'm very pleased with how it turned out. Hope you enjoy it." And then he sent a link to the Bandcamp page for the album.
Uh-huh.
So, because this album is not on Spotify, but it is on Bandcamp.
Right.
Okay. The album is called A Head Full of Wishes. And with the link he included, there's like a free download. So we have that now in our possession.
Oh, fantastic.
Which is nice. And I'm going to show you. I don't know if you did you see the Bandcamp page here?
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, you got it?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. So A Head Full of Wishes, a tribute to Galaxy 500 On Fire 30. So for the anniversary of that album. And then there's a bunch of different bands who play. And you know, Andy, I guess, got this together and put it out there, right? So,
cool.
It's very cool. I don't know. Is there a particular song we might want to hear?
Let's see. What do we got? Boy, there's some really good ones on here. I could go for pretty much any of these, although...
Do you have like a favorite song from the album and then we'll see how it's interpreted?
Yeah, how about Strange? That's a good one.
Okay. So it looks...
Oh, no. Let's go for number five. When Will You Come Home?
When Will You Come Home?
Yeah.
So it's performed here by Ron Herity.
Uh-huh. Lovely, yeah. I turned it into kind of a folky little ramble there. Really beautiful.
Really cool. So I'm excited to hear all of this.
Me too.
Sounds really great. And people who are interested in this tribute album, you can go to aheadfulofwishes.bandcamp.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. And you can see here, it's got, you know, like Bandcamp, it's got all the tracks you can stream, but also you can purchase physical. There's a
compact disc
for £5,
mm-hmm.
which I think with Bandcamp you can still order and it exchanges
it
for you, right?
Yeah,
so I think that's cheap. CD is $5, but a CD with that's the deluxe edition with a book.
Oh,
is
wow.
$10.
It's $10.
Is
the
way I'm reading
like
this.
A good deal, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's some kind of deluxe edition contains a CD of the tribute album plus a beautiful 28-page, 7-inch square book containing artwork and stories inspired by Galaxy 500's masterpiece. The package will also include two badges.
Man.
And two postcards.
I'm getting that.
30 random copies will also include a hand-printed On Fire 30 lino cut print.
Jeez, where's our credit card?
All right. Very cool. That's
an amazing deal.
You all want to get in on this.
Yeah, totally. And you can also get to fullofwishes.co.uk, which is Andy's site, which has a fantastic Galaxy 500 and Luna discography and all kinds of great facts and curios.
It's also a great like sort of story about how he discovered the album and how what it means to him and everything. So we appreciate this so much.
Truly a labor of love. Yeah.
Thanks, you, Andy, man, for all of this. And I'm really excited to listen to this. And I hope it's doing well. And
me too.
Hope everyone discovers that. And then by extension, discovers Galaxy 500's On Fire, which, by the way, inspired by the episode we did with Nick.
Yep.
I purchased On Fire, like reissue.
Oh, did you?
Vinyl album. Oh, I have that now in my collection.
That's a great classic. Yeah.
So it's awesome.
It's a cornerstone.
Cool. All right. There we go. That's some fan mail for today.
Very good.
We'll play out with another one of these songs. You mentioned Strange, so why don't we just hit that on the play out. If anybody would like to comment on anything, any topic that we discuss on the show, you can call 612-440-1984 or email rock@suburbspod.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. Also go to suburbspod.com to buy tickets to our live show.
Yeah, that's right. Live show. Yeah.
And find other cool stuff there. And shout out to intern Sam, who does such a great job
with
our website.
The show is like very soon.
So yes.
You want to get on that.
It's Wednesday, March 4th. I don't know if we said that.
Yeah, it's 2 days from now.
Yeah. But go to the show. All right. Here we go. So this is a cover of Strange by, tell me if I'm pronouncing this correctly. It's Vacence, V-A-C-A-N-C-E. Yeah,
I don't know exactly how to pronounce that.
Vacence, I think.
Seems close.
All right. That's it. Did we already say our names?
I think so.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later. He just hit his head on the table.
He's got to go in concussion protocol.
He's still going. All right, hang on. Let me take care of that.